continuing in the halachot of Tevilat Kelim, המתארח בביתו של חברו ויודע שלא התביל את הכלים הטעונים תבילה. One who is a guest by someone's house to eat for a meal, everything is kasher, but he knows that, you know, that he did not do tevilat kelim on the dishes that he's going to use. Well, the halacha is asur lo lechol velishtot bekelav ad sheyatbile. You're not allowed to eat. You can't eat from kelim that tevila was not made and that they're supposed to be made. Not that the food becomes non-kosher. Hama'achal sheyitbashel bekelim elu lo ne'esar. The food that is cooked in them is not asur. But adayin chiyuv tevila rovetz ala kelim. But the obligation of tevilat kelim still hovers upon the keli. Ho'il ve'ikar lekichatam hayta lishtamesh bahem le'achila u'shtiyah. Since these dishes were bought for the purpose of using for meals, and that requires tevila. So you can't eat. So what do you do in such a case? U'besefer ve'en lamu michshol. There's a beautiful sefer, ve'en lamu michshol, a few volumes, dealing with all kinds of halachot that a person gets stuck with from time to time. Nish'al mi ba'alei teshuvah. This is a very common question in circles of Baalei Teshuvah, שהולכים להתארח אצל הוריהם או קרובי משפחותם. They go to eat by their relatives, by their parents, who are not religious, ומגישים להם לאכול ולשתות בכלים שאינם תבולים. ואם יסרבו לאכול ולשתות, now, if they will refuse to eat or to drink, עלולים הם להיפגע מכך. They're going to be insulted. האם יש מקום להקל להשתמש בכלים אלו משום דרכי שלום או לא? Is there a room here to be lenient because of darkei shalom, not to insult the parents, the relatives, or friends? Is there room to be lenient? And in this Sefer Ve'en Lamo Michshol, he writes that he saw in Shelot U'Tshuvot Avnei Yashfe, one of the late Acharonim, שנשאל מבחורה שחזרה בתשובה וביקשה מהוריה להטביל את הכלים החייבים בתבילה, אבל ההורים סרבו לעשות זאת. A question was posed from a girl who did teshuvah, and she asked her parents to please do tevilat kelim, and they refused. האם היא רשאית בכל זאת לאכול בבית הוריה מכלים שאינם תבולים? The question is she allowed to eat at home from these kelim? So the Shelot U'Tshuvot Avnei Yashfe answered as follows. Sheha'isur lishtamesh bekli she'eino tavul hu midrabanan. First of all, the prohibition to eat from kelim that one did not do tevila is a prohibition midrabanan. Let me just clarify. We said before that according to most Rishonim, the obligation to do tevilat kelim is midoraita, right? By klei zchuchit, so we say it's only midrabanan. But according to many Rishonim, the obligation is deoraita. The obligation to do tevila is deoraita. But eating from it, is it asur midoraita? No. That nobody holds. Eating from a kli that is not tavul is only midrabanan. So that's step number one. Lefi ze, katvu b'shem ha-gaon Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach. There is a very important psak halacha that was given by the great Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, Alav Shalom. He says, "Kevan sheisur ha'ishtamshut hu midrabanan, since the prohibition of using such kelim is only midrabanan, she'amru lanu shelo lishtamesh bakli ela lehatbilo mitechila. They told us, do not use it, first do tevila. Im ken kol ze dafka kesheyachol letovlo. This is the key word here. When is there a isur midrabanan? That's when you have the ability to do tevila and you don't do it. You eat without tevilat kelim when you could have just taken them to the mikveh and done tevila. That's when it's not allowed. Kesheyachol letovlo. Aval im nichnas lemakom ubaal hamakom lo yiten lo lakachat et hakli kedei letovlo. But if he goes into a place and he doesn't have the option of doing tevilat kelim. In other words, this is the place where he has to eat tonight. Okay? There is no other choice. And he doesn't have the possibility to do tevilah because the owner of the dishes is telling him, no, you're not taking them to the mikveh. כיוון שרוצה לאכול ולשתות, שרה ללאכול ולשתות. שלמה זלמן says, he's allowed. Why? Because the Isur, being that it's a Isur de Rabbanan, and the definition of the Isur de Rabbanan is, if you can, if you have the ability, you have to do it. But in the case where you're not able to do tevila, then there is no Isur mid Rabbanan, says Rav Shlomo Zalman. Lefi zvar hazo, according to this, hu hadin kshenimtza bebayit shel acherim, kegon bevet horav. If he's found in his parents' house, yesh lo efsharut lishtamesh bakelim lelo tevila. He's able to eat from the kelim without tevila, kivan she'enam notnim lo le'atvil, because they don't allow, they don't give him permission to do so. והסכים לכך רב שלמה זלמן אורבך לדינה. That's a halakha that he said. ומכל מקום, אין לסמוך על זה. However, we should not rely on this heter, אלא רק באופן שלא יזדמן להטביל את אותם הכלים. Only when there is no way, there is no possibility to do tevila. אבל, but, אם ההורים יעדרו מן הבית, but if let's say he can catch a moment when the parents are away from home, and as we explained yesterday, that would be a good tevila, it would be valid. Yesh leizdarez ulatbil et kol hakelim. Hurry up. What do you got? You only have 45 minutes. They're coming back from shopping 45 minutes. All right, hurry up. Gather the dishes, or at least as much as you can, and go to the mikveh and do the... Afal pish is a neged da'atam. Even though they told you don't do it, you're allowed to. Gam ken mo'el et hatvila. It's valid, and you're allowed, and we explained yesterday, because it's a zechut that you are doing for your parents, and zachin lo le'adam shelo befanav, and he ends off by saying, ve'ra'ui ve'nachon lechol ba'at teshuva, lezakot et horav et b'nei mishpachto, ulehatbil laim et klei ha'bayit ha'teunim b'tevila, kedei limnoa otam isur achila ushtia bekelim she'enam tevulim, ve'im horav enam rotzim, yachol lehatbil et hakelim lelo reshutam, ach ya'aseh zot betzina'ah ubechochma, כדו שלא לעורר מחלוקת ומריבה. He says, it's a big zechut for a Baal Teshuvah to take the kelim of his parents and to do it with wisdom, to do it, you know, with chokhmah and with respect and be mezakeh them that they should not continue to eat from kelim that are not tavul. If one does that, I have the feeling that over time they will be happy that you did that. There's a Jew deep down, even an irreligious Jew, deep down, if you did the mitzvah for him, if you allowed him, if you cared that much for him, that he should not, you know, eat non-kosher or eat from kelim not tevulim or whatever the case may be, after a while, it is appreciated if it's done with kavod, if it's done with darkei noam. There's no such a thing. A mitzvah is not something that brings about machloket. The lack of pikhut of a person brings machloket, but not a mitzvah. That's kadosh. Yes?
Well, then, what is the problem now, the second step? What happened was halav v'basar.
Oh, okay. That's a whole other talk. I mean,
but
you know.
How you have kol ha'balua inside?
So are you asking me if you can do hag'alat kelim?
And then you go, say, when I do hag'alat, we don't do anything. But those kelim is already...
Obviously. That's for sure. Kelim that are not kasher, then you cannot eat. There's no heter to eat from them, if that's the question. That's not. So now you have to explain to them, b'darkei noam, you know, it would be if you, I would love to eat together with you, but you know, now we eat kosher. There are rules and regulations. If you don't mind, there's a small procedure to be done. I'm going to do it for you. And the same thing, you know, everything b'darkei noam. That's more complicated, I agree.
But in any case.
Right. Oh no, I'm not saying. I'm talking about a case where you know that it's kosher. Oh, okay. I did mention that. I said you're going to eat there, and it's kosher. The only problem is not tavul. Absolutely, you're right. If there are other problems, tevila is not going to work. It's not going to help. I apologize. I didn't understand. Yes. Yes.
So why don't we just learn it from Sota, where over there Hashem, or Shalom Bayit, allowed his name to be erased.
And therefore, what are you driving at?
Therefore, we don't have to go through this whole thing of saying for the first time, if they do know, if they don't know, just say, you're allowed to. It's shown by Heter. You don't have to go through the whole procedure.
Well, you do have to go through the procedure of explaining how it's mutar. Just because we find by the sota that Hashem's name is erased, that does not mean that for shlom bayit, in any case of shlom bayit, you're allowed to do isurim. You're allowed to do things that are not, you know, that are asur. That in no way is that a source that shows us that, let's say, for shlom bayit, you're allowed to eat non-kosher. For shlom bayit, you're allowed... No, and you know, that's pashut, that's not the case. So we definitely have to find a way, bedar keshalom, in a way of peace, as much as possible, to apply the halakha. What we do learn from the case of sota, for example, is that a person, for the sake of shlom bayit, can overlook his kavod and overlook his own, issues and say, I'm going to sacrifice that for shlom bayit, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed me that he sacrificed, quote-unquote, his name for shlom bayit. But isurim, that's not, that we don't find any case where that is a heter. And that's why you do have to figure out lehalacha, how you could do it. Yeah, definitely. There's more to say about that. It's an important question. Okay, yes? What about the bracha? Absolutely. You see, because the tevilah that you're doing is a tevilah that's mechuyav, that's obligated. Even if it's not yours, if you're doing it for someone, and I explained yesterday that you are their shaliach, even though they did not appoint, because the fact that it is a zechut for them, zachinu le'adam shelo befanav, zchiya mitam shlichut, you say the bracha.
You could only do tevilah one time with the bracha on that.
That's it. Once it's tavul, that's it. רבי חנניה בן הקשה אומר, רצה הקדוש ברוך הוא לזכות את ישראל, לפיכך הרבה להם תורה מצוות, שנאמר, אדוני חפץ למען צדקו, יגדיל תורה ויאדיר.